CBS's Robert Costa tells us why Trump held the rally in New York City.
Former President Donald Trump is here in New York, a deep blue city in a deep blue state. Not because there's any expectation inside his campaign that he can win in New York or New York City in November, but because they want to project confidence. Having him inside one of the world's most famous arenas, the spotlight on him in the closing lap of this campaign.
Vice President Harris, meanwhile, spent the day in Philadelphia, where she again tried to make the case that Trump is not fit to be president.
We are focused on the future, and we are focused on the needs of the American people, as opposed to a Donald Trump who spends full time looking in the mirror, focused on himself.
A new survey by the National Association for Business Economics has found that companies believe the economy is stable and a recession is not in the cards. Survey analyst Lester Jones.
It's just not as intense as it was a year ago and 2 years ago. The intensity of the price increases and the wage increases and inflation has managed to come down. And that's what gives the group of economists a little bit of confidence in the outlook going forward.
One person died, dozens were hurt when a truck rammed a bus stop north of Tel Aviv. CBS's Raimi Innocencio is on the story.
Police said they neutralized the driver after he rammed his white truck into a bus stop, running over dozens of people. Several were pinned under it. Many of the injured were senior citizens, marking the first national day of mourning for the October 7th attacks.
McDonald's and federal inspectors have ruled out beef patties as the source of an outbreak of E. coli poisoning. CBS's Michael Toscano has details.
The Food and Drug Administration believes that slivered onions from a single supplier in Colorado are the likely source of contamination. McDonald's said in a Sunday afternoon statement, they're confident that any contaminated product has been removed from their supply chain and all McDonald's restaurants.
Actor Timothy Chalamet made a surprise appearance at his own look-alike contest in Lower Manhattan. He was flanked by bodyguards, posed for photos with his high-cheeked, curly-haired doppelgangers, but minutes after the competition began, police ordered the group to leave the park. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In business, service is everything. Cintas delivers what you need to better serve your customers. Whether it's freshly laundered work apparel for almost any job imaginable, tested and inspected fire protection systems, first aid and safety supplies, on-site AED training, or mops and restroom products stocked and ready when you need them. Better work days happen together. So visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
The president of the South Caucasus nation of Georgia says her country is the victim of a, quote, Russian special operation in this week's parliamentary election. She's calling for mass protests in a country where a majority of citizens, according to polls, favor joining the European Union. Russia doesn't want Georgia to do so. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports from Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia.
Georgia's pro-Western opposition is refusing to recognize the election result, accusing the ruling party, Georgian Dream, of falsifying the vote. President Salome Zurabishvili said it had been a Russian-style election, totally rigged. She called for protests tomorrow evening. Earlier, international observers stopped short of calling this a stolen election, but they did report widespread violations.
The electoral observers do say the election took place in a, quote, divisive environment. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-40s, partly sunny, mid-60s for Monday, and a bit breezy out of the south. Some showers and storms are possible Monday night, a low around 59. Mostly sunny and windy for Tuesday. Highs near 77, winds gust to 40. Right now, it's 44.
WRJN. Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. 1 month ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow's their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying she'll be back, but today again I've lied. Something, anything that she would send. With all the people I know, I'm still a lonely man. You know, it's funny. I thought I had her in the palm of my hand.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Thank you. town. And everybody, yeah, tries to put my Snoopy down. Snoopy, I don't care what your daddy do.
Yeah! good morning, starshine. The earth says hello. You twinkle above us, we twinkle below. Good morning, starshine.
Local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Social Security is the backbone of the American retirement system. Yeah, 401ks and IRAs are very important. And yes, I talk about them a lot, and I definitely want you to have them. But Social Security supports most Americans in retirement and is an essential lifeline for tens of millions more. I love Social Security because it is so simple. You work hard, you pay in, and then you get your money back when you need it to make your golden years better. There's a conservative agenda out right now that's going to add between $7.5 and $15 trillion to the national debt. Ballooning national debt is, I think, the biggest threat to Social Security that there is. We want less national debt and a better funded Social Security program. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Like
And timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
That's where we belong. It's the one with the pretty melody. what you can find. If a daddy's rich, take her out for a meal. If a daddy's poor, just do what you feel. Speed along the lane, you a town or a turn of 25. When the sun goes down, you can make it good and live by. We love people, we love daddy, we love mean. We love everybody, but we do as we please. When the weather's fine, we go fishing or go sailing in the sea. We're always happy, last we're living, yeah, that's our philosophy.
Oh,
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Honest.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
And the moon is the only light we'll see. just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
A lovely daughter, girl
gold's as sharp as her or something rare. But it's sad, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine. She wants to return those things I bought her. Tell her she can keep them just the same. Things have changed, she doesn't love me now. She's made it clear enough, it ain't no good to pine.